And up next, we got Luke K with Step 12.
Hey everybody, I'm an addict. My name's Luke. Thanks to the committee for asking me. I'm going to try to make this quick because there's food and who can think when there's food. So step 12, so here's one of the things. Here's what's wrong with me. I've seen people at meetings and they have a basic text and they read from it, and even better, some of them can quote it, and I'm like, damn, I want to be like that. So I occasionally read the literature so you guys will think I know some shit. So today is no different. So step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. So a couple of things here. I want to deconstruct this just a little bit. People talk about having had, I don't know, you can figure out why it's written that way, but the word that I really want to focus in on is having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, which is like, this is where we differ from our parent fellowship. They talk about the result of these steps. We have many results, and you are free to experience as many of them as you like. As for just as many manifestations of an addict, there are manifestations of the rewards of this process. We tried to carry this message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. So I don't know about you guys, but at a meeting, when we are reading the 12 steps, or if I'm reading the 12 steps, I don't listen to this one, right? Because I know the thing's over and it's about to flip the paper over, right? So either I'm flipping the paper over, but I'm not really thinking about it. This is the charge, right? Like, okay, I've done all of this work, and here's where the boat leaves the shore, right? And now it's on me. There's a charge here. So it talks in here about, that this is meaningless unless we live it. Our lives and actions give it more meaning than our words and literature ever could. So this is a book club with about 5 books. That's what NA is, right? You go to meetings, talk about the basic tech, talk about this, talk about that. That's what NA is, right? So for me, this is a very academic process. You know, if this is something that, like, I can be good at it, right? I can chapter and verse. I can do these things, and this is demonstrative of what I know. But the point here is that, like, it does not matter what's written in this book. It does not matter what I or you say at a meeting. What matters is that, like, I live these things, right? I am a reflection of this process. I was at my home group. We had a speaker jam, and this guy shared something, and it just really struck me. He said, the point of the steps is to integrate the principles into our lives, something to that effect. And like in my head, I hear about people like, you know, they did their steps in this many weeks, months, years, this, and now they're on their fifth, fourth, sixth time around or whatever it is. And I'm thinking like, that means I've got better recovery, right? It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with how many times I can pay lip service, right? It has everything to do with how I can take and integrate into who I am, right? And let this become a reflection of me. It does talk in here about how we run the risk of assuming control of our lives again, right? So it's like, okay, the boat's leaving the shore, but like, I need to stay plugged into this process. Because this is where it's easy, right? Like, I've done the work, right? We're over. The clock has struck 12. And like, it's real easy for me. It's real easy for any of us, I think, when things get good, for me to forget, right? And like, that is baked into my head. And like, part of carrying the message is going into the prison, going into detox, going into rehab, and hearing a person who's doesn't even have a day clean, right? Maybe they just got there. And like, oh, that's what it's like, right? Best case scenario, when I'm in a rehab, I think I can end up back in these seats if I get high. Best case scenario. And I know those seats aren't comfortable. I know that we talk about jails, institutions, and death, and then you got a sponsee who's saying, like, you know, being at the halfway house sucks. Yup. That's an institution. Like, that's where you are. You are in this process. And it's not supposed to be comfortable. So we talk about sharing this new gift of life with the still suffering addict. This is our best insurance against a relapse to the torturous existence of using. So we are, a recovering addict sharing with another is the ultimate weapon, and it's also the ultimate insurance, right? Like, this is what I need to do, right? I need to stay involved in this. One of the things that, like, really means a lot to me is being welcoming. So it talks here, we help new people learn the principles. We try to make them feel welcome and help them learn what the program has to offer. So I have had the good fortune of getting to travel a little bit for work or vacations or whatever, and I always do my best to attend a meeting there. And in my head, this is how NA works, right? I show up, I say that I'm a visitor, or I say that I'm a newcomer, right? And you guys, like, there's a shaft, a pillar of pure white light, and a dove descends upon my shoulder, and the entire room flocks to me and wants to know everything about me, right? Now, I've been to a number of meetings. I've seen a number of people introduced, reintroduced, visitors. Never seen a pillar of pure white light from the heavens descend upon them. Maybe you guys have. Let me know where that is. I'd like to go to that meeting because my ego needs it. So I've been to a number of meetings in other areas, and I've not felt welcome, right? So, like, this is partially a me thing, you know? Like, I recognize that, and we'll keep working on it. But I also know that, like, I went to a meeting this summer in a different location, and I got there way too early, right? I thought it was 7 o'clock. It was at 7:30. I'm there at 6:45. There's two people there. I said, hey, can I help you set up chairs? I don't care. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, this is how you introduce yourself? Anyways, so I helped them set up chairs. I texted my sponsor to say, like, how ridiculous this was. And I felt unwelcomed, right? So, like, and I can complain. I can complain. But you know what I can do, though? I can make a change in my home group, right? So when I see, or anywhere that I am, when I see a person who's got that look in their eyes, that hungry look of, like, I want someone to talk to me. I don't know. I don't feel good right now. I feel like I don't belong. Because that's how we all got here. When I see that look, I can go talk to that person, right? I can do my damnedest to go and introduce myself to people at my home group, right? That's incredibly important to me because I want our home group to feel like a welcoming place because that is so critical. You are home, you should feel like you're at home. That's important, and my charge to you all today is to keep that in mind. If you see someone here you don't know or you know, there's someone who's got that look in their eyes, please go talk to them. Embody these principles that we talk about. Yeah, it says we can help a fellow addict when no one else can. You know, I came here, I was looking for differences, not similarities. And, like, I remember being in rehab and, like, you know, there's, like, three counselors and maybe one of them shows up so everyone has the same counselor. But, she's not a recovering addict. She's just got book learning. Nobody wanted that counselor, right? That's how I was in the beginning. Like, now I have people in my life who are not recovering addicts who help me a ton, right? Who have a wealth of experiences. But, like, when I'm new, that's the ultimate weapon, right? That's what's going to break down the barrier. Because, like, I came here and I had to find out that you guys got high the way I got high. Like, I had to know that. And that's been important to me. And it says here the bottom line is staying clean. So, like, some days that's all I got. That's it, right? I stayed clean today. That's a victory. That can't be every day, right? Because, like, if the only thing right I do every day is stay clean, like, what am I doing, right? I need to be better than I was, right? I need to practice these principles in different parts of my life, right? I need to grow more patient. And the only way to grow more patient is to face tribulations, right? And find out that I've got strength that isn't mine, right? So I recently went through my father being sick and hospitalized and stuff, and it was a burden that I did not think I could carry. It was something I didn't think that I could live with, and I told my sponsor as much. You know, I don't think I can. Crying that the day that they told me that he had cancer and all these metastases, crying and saying I don't think I can do this. And then, like, months down the road, we're doing this, you know. And then finally, I have highlighted here, I don't really know what I'm going to say about this, but it says a new image of ourselves. So, like, you know, there's the story of the ugly duckling, right? And, like, I've heard this story so many times, right? And never realizing that, like, the story has nothing to do with the beauty of a duckling, right? The duck is a swan. This swan doesn't know who it is. It's a change in perspective about who I am that brings about all of these things. That brings about the ability to see my value, to see those lost dreams, find those new things. Like it all comes back to my perception, my ability to just for things to be different. And that's not just I got clean, I worked the 12 steps, and now that is who I am for the rest of my life. No, I change every month, every day, every year. And we all do, right? And it's the ability to like, I got to put some stuff to the side because that's not for me anymore. Or I got to face this new challenge. I got to handle this in a different way because I believe that who I am is different than who I used to be. As why do we keep coming here? I don't know why you keep coming here. I know why I keep coming here. Y'all got the best coffee in town. That's why I come. But really, I think that there's more to this, right? And part of that is carrying the message, right? It's carrying the message to the ad who still suffers and trying to practice these principles in my affairs. And, like, being a reflection of what's possible with recovery, right? It's like, that speaks more than any words ever can. Because when I speak, I got my own perception of things, right? I'm lying, you know? But, like, my actions, like, your perception of my actions maybe can influence you. I don't know if that makes any sense. Anyways, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak. Thank you so much.